540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some polls are open today. The spring primary features races to narrow selections, and they're not widespread. Races include options for the Waukesha County Board, the Waukesha Common Council, plus school board races in Oak Creek, Franklin, and in Kenosha. Those who win today move on to the April 8th general election. Polls run through 8 tonight. You can learn more about your polling place and if you can even vote today at myvote.wi.gov. A new face is stepping into the race for Wisconsin's 8th Assembly District. That area covers Milwaukee's south side. Ismael Luna launched his campaign yesterday. Luna says he's running to make sure families on the south side have a voice in Madison. The seat is currently held by Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez, who's faced recent controversy over a reported threat towards fellow Democratic colleagues, a claim she denies. Milwaukee police say two people have now died after a crash early Sunday on the city's southwest side. It happened at around 3 a.m. near 36th and Mitchell. Officers say 61-year-old Venus Harding died at the scene. 34-year-old Chantel Anthony of Wauwatosa later died at the hospital. Investigators say speed is a likely cause. Home sales in the Milwaukee area are on the decline. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors monthly report shows 818 homes were sold in January of this year, showing a nearly 10% drop compared to last January. The area in question includes the counties of Milwaukee, Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee. Only Waukesha County didn't see a decline in sales. The report also showed home prices continuing to rise, with the median price going from $310,000 to $350,000. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Badgers back at it tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers now rank 24th in the nation after beating number 10th ranked Michigan State Friday night. The Spartans dropped in the AP top 25 poll down to 15th. Tonight, it's Wisconsin against the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Value City Arena in Columbus. Greg Gard on how his Badgers team has improved.
We're getting better. You know, and that's, everybody talks about the lulls of February or the dog days of February, and I don't believe in that. I believe in, obviously, you have to be smart with how you use your days and your time and your practice hours and those things and not wear guys out. You have to be healthy and you have to be fresh, but we've always had the mindset of get better.
In hockey, at the Winter Olympics, the U.S. women's team defeated Sweden by a score of 5-0. The women's team has six former or current players from the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll advance to the finals Thursday against Canada. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today, not as warm, high temperatures in the low to mid 40s. For tonight, rain developing with temperatures holding steady in the lower 40s. On Wednesday, a few leftover showers, otherwise breezy and mild with highs in the upper 50s. Current temperature is 37.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.